Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Now, Focal Scur Air Law Aile Fórick, or to be specific, the big meeting on Wednesday between Donald Trump and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Minister Norma Foley, your colleague Billy Keller, was talking to us on the late debate during the week, and his sense of it was probably best to let sleeping dogs lie rather than having differences of opinion with the with the government in Washington over the issue of the trade deficit. What's your own view on it? Simon Harris out today speaking about it again, rejecting Sinn Féin's criticisms of him taking issue with Marco Rubio's account of their phone call.
I have absolute confidence in Taoiseach Micheál Martin's ability to meet the situation as he finds the situation. He will be very clear in terms of, you know, and I think we always have to be clear that, you know, there's more than 200,000 people employed in the US by Irish companies. Ireland is the sixth biggest contributor to the US. But we also have very strong cultural and social ties. There's an enormous positivity to Ireland from the United Nations.
But does it help his case to have Simon Harris taking issue with the US State Department about what was said in the phone call?
Look, there's always going to be issues and there's always going to be differences of opinion. But what matters is the relationship and the manner in which Micheál Martin will present that relationship and foster that relationship with President Trump, in the coming days. And I have every confidence of his ability to do that. You know, there's been, I suppose, the relationship between the United States and Ireland is one of our oldest, deepest and probably most important relationships. And we would like to continue that relationship.
David Cullinan, this has bubbled up again. Yeah, your colleague Piers Doherty said it was naive of the Taoiseach to be talking about the difference of opinion, openly talking about the difference of opinion about that particular phone call. Simon Harris has hit back today saying, no, it was naive. Sinn Féin is naive for not going to Washington. What's your response to that?
Well, I think anybody watching this current administration, and certainly what happened over the last number of months, would know that you have to be very careful and very clever how you engage with the administration. And Simon Harris was neither careful or clever, in my opinion. So Simon Harris can say what he wants about Sinn Féin. Simon Harris is the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach is the Taoiseach. What I want from the Washington visit, what I want the Taoiseach to do is in private, and obviously there will be private discussions between him and Donald Trump, to articulate Irish issues in relation to trade, but also the issues in relation to Gaza and Ukraine. Obviously all of that's really important.
Okay, Ciarán O'Hearn, what's your view of the whole debacle about he said, she said at the State Department phone call?
I thought they were really getting into semantics, and it seemed quite pedantic, actually, what the Taoiseach had pointed out as the difference. So I don't know if it was a really intelligent thing to do. We don't want to poke the bear here. This is such an important visit, such a fundamental relationship here, and we're in an existential territory here. So we would hope that the Taoiseach will not be quite as tetchy, maybe, as he has been in the Dáil. Maybe he'll save his better behaviour for when he goes abroad, but he can't seem to handle Ivana Bacic questioning him in the Dáil and getting under his skin there. So hopefully President Trump won't be able to do so.
Okay. All right. We're going to give the last word to the parents who've been listening in today. Ireland does not meet the needs of people with special needs in any level at any age. I unfortunately had to relocate back to my home country of Ireland with my daughter. In Ireland, she has nothing. In the US, she was assessed the day she left hospital at 6 weeks old. And every day following that, she received 5 hours of one-to-one therapy in each discipline per day. This is normal mandatory service provided free of charge. Another listener has suggested that ministers need to go back and listen to Rachel Russell's interview all over again.